Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Bishop Solomon from the Solomon Ministry International, a worldwide ministry that reaches the lost for Christ. And today we bring you an anointed word from the Lord in healing and deliverance. We can be reached at 573-337-4474. Jesus said in Mark 9:23, if thou can believe, then all things are possible to him that believe. As we start off this new year, 2015, we want to wish you a happiest and prosperous New Year. Once again, we are still in the review phase. We're going back and we're passing in the review of our specific message that God has given me from the list of 2014. And to start off this new year, what would it be like if we would just give God first place and enter into his rest and to seek him with all of our heart. And so let us go back today and pass in review of a particular subject. The title of our message today in passion and view is don't let Jesus pass you by. I want to say it again, and I want to add something. Don't let Jesus pass you by in 2015, for he is a right now God. Our scriptures verses is found in Luke 19, verses 9 and 10. And so let us read. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek to save that which was lost. Let us pray. Father, Heavenly Father, we just thank you that as we enter into another year and we look back, and Father, yes, there have been many trials and tribulation, but you have brought us through your Son Jesus Christ, who paid for it all on the cross. But Father, you so loved us that as you made us in your, we sinned against you. We were disobedient. But, Father, because of your love and your grace through your Son, Jesus Christ, we stand today, we stand to be saved, we stand to be set free, we stand to be filled with your Holy Spirit, and we stand to be in a place to meet you as you come back and to receive us unto you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, this year, even as we go into this meeting, we ask God that you would search our hearts. And Father, if you find anything that's not pleasing to you, we ask that you would minister us, set us free, and deliver us, God, that we might turn around, that we might turn around and go the way that pleases you. It is our desire to just love on you. love on you, Lord, yielding to you, that we may see you, receive your blessing and your instruction, and Father, everything that we need, you have given it to us. And Father, as we go back, and as you speak to the peoples today on the subject of don't let Jesus pass you by. Now, Father, we expect great things in 2015. We expect those things because we're going to yield to you. We're going to give our utmost to you. We're going to listen to you. We're going to read your word. We're going to honor you. We're going to seek your faith. We're going to do all those things, Father, that are necessary for us to live in you. Thank you, Father, in advance of what you're going to do in 2015. Your honor, your grace, your love, your mercy, and your concern for us stand like never before, because you change not. And we know that you are the same today as you was yesterday. Now, Father, bless your peoples in the coming year, and we give you praise. Amen. And amen. Don't let Jesus pass you by. In this message here, we're going to be talking about two different peoples. One, we're going to be talking about a blind man. Two, we're going to be talking about a tax collector. And so let us begin in Luke 18, verses 35 through 37. And this is it's important that we read from the word and to take a look at this background. Let us read Luke 18, 35 through 37 here. And it came to pass that as he was come high unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked that if it meant what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. And so we find that this blind man, something is happening. He cannot see, but he can hear. And no doubt he's been there for many, perhaps years and days, and he's blind, and he's begging. But see, even when you're blind, I mean, you hear things. And so no doubt he heard about Jesus. He knew about Jesus, and perhaps he declared in his heart that one day, Jesus is going to come my way. And then as we read verse 38, and the Bible said that he cried, saying, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." He stood there. He knew this was this day. Well, beloved, this is your day. This is your day that Jesus is passing by your way. And maybe you've been sitting and waiting and waiting and don't know what to do next. But I tell you that this is your day. 39, it said, "And they which before rebuked him that he should hold his peace, but he cried so much and more, Thy Son of David, have mercy on me." Before I go any further, just let me say this. Many people have said, I will get saved before I die. Is that you? Many people have said it after they have ended up in hell. So I'm saying to you today, don't let him pass you by. Here's a blind man who waited. You see. But here's the point. In verse 39 it says, and they pushed before we broke him that he should hold his peace. Listen, beloveds. Those that go ahead of the Lord generally make mistakes and do the things the human way. You see, all this time, the people around him, they were not concerned about him. They were concerned about themselves. And so, what they're saying, hold your peace. This is Jesus coming back. He don't want to hear you. He don't want to hear you calling for him or talking to him. Blind man, you're blind, so be blind. But the blind man wasn't satisfied. And then we look at verse 40 and 41. 41, 40 said, well, let's back up a minute. In verse 39, he said, thou son of David, have mercy on me. The blind man is speaking. He heard. Why is he calling him the son of David? He heard. He could not see, but he heard. He knew who the son of David was. Oh, well, this was a change. And this is your change. This is your chance. And verse 40 says, and Jesus stood. You see, when we ask him, when we come before him, he hears us. The Bible says, and Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him. Oh, maybe there's 100 people in the way. But when one is there that is sincere and want to know Jesus and want to know his ways, his purpose, and his plan, and want to be ministered to, Jesus is going to hear you. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what will thou that I should do unto thee? Don't you hear Jesus crying out today? All over the world, he's crying out in merciful, in grace. In grace. What will thou that I should do unto thee? And he answered, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Are you seeking something for him? Are you seeking salvation? Are you seeking healing? Do you need to be delivered? Do you need to be set free? Well, he hears you. He hears you. And verse 42, and Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight. Thy faith has saved thee. So listen, what I'm trying to tell you today, if you have questions, Jesus have answers. You see, who's speaking? Only someone with power could say these words. Huh? Only one who has power. Only one who could heal. Only one who could forgive sin. Jesus said what? He said, all power is given to me. I'm he. I am he that you're looking for. I am he that you're seeking. And Jesus said unto him, the blind man, thy faith has saved thee. You see, here we see personal faith in operation. John 14:12 says, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believe, he's talking about you and me, the works that I do shall he do also, And greater works than these shall he do. Because what? He said, I go to the Father. I'm going to leave you at peace. I'm going to leave you, a comforter. And verse 43 says, and immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God, and all the peoples whom they saw it gave praise unto God. If you would see him right now, if you would ask him to come in your heart right now, if you would ask him to save you right now, if you ask him to deliver you and minister you and set you free, he'll do it right now. And so that's the story of the blind man. He received his sight. He had faith. You see? So what I'm saying to you, don't let him pass you by. Don't let him pass you by today. I'm talking about in the now. In the now. Right now. Don't let him pass you by. And then the second individual I want to talk about is the tax collector. Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. Let's read and discuss that. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Gerasa, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. No matter how big you are, how little, it's what's in your heart. He was little, but there was something in his heart. Amen. There was something in his heart. And Jesus felt that. He knows that. He wanted to see Jesus. But because all of the people, the tall people around him, he could not see him. And then the Bible said, and he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Whatever you do today, if you have to run a half a block, get up in the sycamore tree, get up on the third floor to see him, whatever you have to do, just do it. He ran. There's something. Yes, he was rich. Yes, he was a tax collector, but there was something in his heart. There was something missing in him, and he knew it. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Gerasa, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at your heart, at your house. Yes, he's talking to you. Yeah, he's talking to us. He wants to abide at our house. He wants to save us. He wants to minister to us. And he said, Gerasa, he made haste. See, we need to do something. We need to do our part. He made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But look, where's where you at? If you're on your sick bed, if you're riding in an 18-wheeler, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, make haste and give Jesus Christ first place. The Bible says that he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Oh, Jesus is standing by for you to receive him. And when they saw it, all murmured. Listen, people around you is always going to say something. That he was going to be the guest with a man that is a sinner. Listen, all the people standing around, but there was not a one standing around that had not been a sinner. Listen to me, lover. If you have never sinned today, raise your hand. If you have never lied, raise your hand. Amen. Maybe we need to minister to you first, because the Bible said all have sinned. And so the people around him, they begin to murmur. He's going to a sinner's house. Isn't that just like Jesus? So loving, so caring that he loves everybody. Doesn't that sound just like Jesus? In verse 8, and Garcia stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my good I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Look, he's telling you today to make, hey, he's coming to your house. He's coming into your spirit if you would just let him in. Oh, and all you have to do is receive Jesus today joyfully. Amen. Look, there's always people around. In this case, the Pharisee asked, why did he eat at a sinner's house? Why is the master going there? And so we see the conviction of the tax collector. Verse 8. Once again, verse 8. He was convicted. And he said to the Lord, are you speaking to the Lord this morning? Are you being honest with him? And said, Lord, the half of my good I have given to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore it. Let it come from your heart. We all have sinned. We all have missed it. What he didn't understand, Jesus is talking about the new birth. He's talking about the new birth. Huh? He's not talking about physically being born again. He's talking about spiritually being born again, understanding the new birth. And then, once again, we find it in that verse 9, and Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house for as much as he also is the son of Abraham. Oh, you are special in the sight of God. Don't care who you are, where you come from. You are special in his sight. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. He's talking about the new birth. Amen. Garcia, you know, even though he was a tax collector, there was something missing. Is there something missing in your heart today? Is there something missing in you? Oh, if you don't have the fullness of joy, if you have not received salvation, if you have not acknowledged that you were a sinner, now's the time to do it. Amen. Jesus is also speaking to you and I. He said, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. What's the end result? Jesus said, come as you are, no matter what. So we have two different keepers who heard the same message. They were in different status. One was born poor and a beggar. Amen. He was blind and heard that Jesus was passing by, and he cried to him, pressing to make contact no matter what. And he received his sight. The other one is a chief Republican, a tax collector, who made his living off the poor, and he was rich. But he wanted to see who Jesus was, and that he looked what he looked like, and he had heard that he was rich. But look, he wasn't satisfied. He saw the light that Jesus would come to his house. And what? He received salvation. So what do we have here? We have two different things. One, the blind man came up to Jesus. Two, the one that was rich, he came down to Jesus. But both of them received Christ. Listen, beloveds. It doesn't matter whether we're up or down, whether we're out on the limb of a sycamore tree, don't let him pass you by. I ask you, what type of limb are you hanging on? He would not pass you by. He talked in Mark 6:48. He talked. And he said to them, toiling and rolling, for the wind was contrary to them, and about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed them by. If they didn't do nothing, if they didn't recognize him, they would have passed him by. Don't let him pass you by. You see, the thing that blocks us, what blocks us? Unforgiveness. There's a curse of unforgiveness. Unconditional forgiveness of others is an absolute requirement for deliverance and to be set free. God requires those who has forgiven to be forgiven. He forgave. So our greatest healers here, one of the greatest healers to salvation is unforgiveness. Mark 11:25-26, he says, stand and forgive. Matthew 18:21-22, he says, how many times? As many times as necessary. Why not you make that decision that you're not going to let Jesus pass you by? Let us pray. Father, in this year and right now, we desire for you to come to our house. We desire to not let you pass us by, because we're going to do the necessary thing that you have said in your word. Today is that day. We ask you to come into our hearts. Those of you who are going through it and not saved, amen. The first step is to receive salvation. That's the greatest. It's not healing and deliverance. It's not healing and deliverance. But the greatest is to receive salvation. The blind man, he came. The tax collector, he came. They had different status. So what he's saying, it don't matter if you're high or low. It doesn't matter if you're black or white. If you're big or small. He said, come to me as you are. Beloved, don't let him pass you by. Receive him now, and he will set you free. He will minister, and he will meet every need. He's not going to give us what we want, but he's going to give us what he needs. And that plan of salvation have already been paid for and already been made out. Are you on a limb today? Are you up on a tree? Are you up on a limb? Or are you blind from sin, and you're poor in spirit? Oh, what a mighty God we serve through his Son, Jesus Christ. And folks, this is your day, and this is your hour. Give him first place. Don't let Jesus pass you by. Do our part. We must do our part. And all we have to do is yield. All we have to do is receive. Everything has been paid in full. Now, Father, bless your people in the coming year. Give them peace and joy. Lord, that the insight that they will know you even greater than ever before. And we wait for your return. In Jesus' name we pray. We give you praise and glory and honor. And remember, don't let him pass you by. He's waiting. He's there. to desire to receive you if you would let him in. And if you would say, yes, I'm a sinner, acknowledge it, then let him come in. God bless you. And I pray from this day forward, this year will be your best year ever in serving our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who sits at the right hand of the Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Remember, we can be reached at 573-337-4474. We ask you this year, be prayerful for us as we preach this word and it goes around the world. We need your prayer. God bless you. Heaven will smile upon you. This is Bishop Solomon. Amen and amen.